The future has not been written. There is no fate but what we make for ourselves. I wish I could believe that. My name is John Connor. They tried to murder me before I was born. When I was 13, they tried again. Machines from the future. Terminators. All my life, my mother told me the storm was coming. Judgment Day. The beginning of a war between man and machines. 3 billion lives would vanish in an instant. And I would lead what was left of the human race to ultimate victory. It hasn't happened. No bombs fell. Computers didn't take control. We stopped Judgment Day. I should feel safe. But I don't. So I live off the grid. No phone. No address. No one and nothing can find me. I've erased all connections to the past. But as hard as I try, I can't erase my dreams. My nightmares. I feel the weight of the future bearing down on me. A future I don't want. So I keep running. As fast as I can. Anywhere. Nowhere.
Are you okay? Do you want me to call 911?
I like this car.
Wait!
Lady, have you any idea how fast you were going? Let me see your license and registration.
I like your gun.
What?
This stupid thing's not working.
Huh, what's wrong with this thing?
I hate machines. Hello?
Kate? It's your father.
Uh-oh. You're blowing me off again.
I'm so sorry, hon. You know how much I wanted to see you this weekend.
But we're having some computer problems.
No, I know. I know. You can't talk about it. It's just... Scott was really looking forward to this.
Oh, okay. I wish I had more time to get to know him. I really do.
That's okay. You're bound to run into him at the wedding.
Please. I'm still in a state of denial about that.
You're not the only one.
Hey, kiddo.
You know, you don't need me to pass judgment on this guy. You've done the right thing your whole life.
You won't make a mistake. You never do. I'm the luckiest father in the world, you know.
I've never had to be afraid for my daughter.
Listen, I hate this. I gotta run. Come see me. I promise I won't cancel.
We will.
Bye, Dad. I love you.
Love you, too.
Okay, what do we got?
This new computer virus is a tricky bastard. It's infected half of the civilian internet as well as secondary military apps. Payroll, inventory.
Primary defense nets are still clean?
So far, the firewalls are holding up. Sir, the Pentagon has proposed that we use our AI to scan the entire infrastructure, search and destroy for any hint of the virus.
I know, Tony, but that's like going after a fly with a bazooka.
Well, once the connection's made, it should only be a matter of minutes.
During which we put everything from satellites to missile silos under the control of a single computer system.
The most intelligent system ever conceived.
Yeah, I still prefer to keep humans in the loop. I'm not sure Skynet's ready.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. You're supposed to go around to the back.
Hey, I said you're supposed to go around.
Take off your clothes.
Patient time. Whoa, bitch. Wait your turn.
Your clothes.
Talk to the hand.
Now.
Jose Barrera?
Yeah, that's me.
Widespread outages in the global digital network have prompted rumors of a new computer supervirus. Wall Street analysts are confident, however.
Shit, my mom's home. Here, hide the beer. Hide the beer. Here, take that. Go, 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 go.
Elizabeth and William Anderson?
I'm Bill. My sister's upstairs. Is there something wrong?
What's going on?
I have to go to the clinic. It's an emergency.
It's 4:30 in the morning.
Well, I'll be back before you get up. Got a sick cat coming in. Great.
junkies.
Please don't do that.
I suppose you're the one who ripped us off last week.
Put the phone down. Sorry. I needed some medicine.
There's an emergency clinic half a mile away.
Can't do that.
How much did you take?
Enough.
Well, this is the stuff we use to chemically neuter dogs. Take a look. Not a paintball gun.
No, this isn't what you think.
Yeah, right.
Pneumonia. He just started coughing and wouldn't stop.
Betsy, I've got a problem in the back.
A problem? This is an emergency.
It sounds like a hairball.
I know what a hairball sounds like. Where's Dr. Monroe?
It's 5:30 in the morning. I'm sure he's home sleeping. But he'll come in if he has to. Just wait in here with Hercules and I'll be a few minutes, all right? Mike Kripke's basement.
What? What does that mean?
You're John Connor. I'm Kate Brewster. We went to West Hills Junior High together.
Jesus.
What happened to you, John? Middle of eighth grade, you just disappeared. And there was that thing about your foster parents?
Yeah, they were murdered. I didn't do it.
What the hell? Is somebody with you?
Catherine Brewster.
Turner was here. Where did he go? Tell me. Where did he go?
Captain Brewster.
What are you doing? Let me down! Let me down! Let me down!
Where's John Connor?
If I tell you, will you let me go?
Yes.
He's in a kennel, in a cage. You said that you'd let me go.
I lied.
Please, you have to let me go.
It is time.
You here to kill me?
No. You must live.
Why are you here? Where are we going?
Keep moving.
Get out of here! Now!
No pulse.
See if you can get him down.
I can't. This guy weighs a ton.
It's a Toyota Tundra. It says Emory Animal Hospital on the side. I'm locked inside the back. Hello? Hello?
Thank you.
bastard! Stop the car!
Shut up!
God damn it. Look what you did to my car. This is my company car, asshole. Get your ass out here. Get your ass out of the car. What are you doing? If you don't have insurance, I'm going to rip your balls
off. Hey, listen. I don't want any problems, okay?
Shut up!
Help!
You got him back there. What's going on in there? Who's back
there? Calm
down. Shut up!
I'm being kidnapped. Call the police.
Well, I'll be goddamn. A cop when you need one.
Pull over!
brain trauma.
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Do you even remember me? Sarah Connor? Blowing up Cyberdyne? Hasta la vista, baby? Ring any bells?
That was a different T-101.
What, do you guys come off an assembly line or something?
Exactly.
Oh, man, I'm gonna have to teach you everything all over again.
Catherine Brewster, have you sustained injury?
Drop dead, you asshole!
I'm unable to comply.
Where are you taking me?
To a safe location.
The next exit, let her out.
Negative. Captain Brewster must be protected.
I thought I was the one they were after.
You could not be located, so a TX was sent back through time to eliminate your lieutenants.
So, she's gonna be in the resistance? No, you shouldn't even exist. I mean, we took out Cyberdyne over 10 years ago. But we stopped Judgment Day.
You only postponed it. Judgment Day is inevitable. I require a cutting tool. Here, take the wheel.
What are you doing?
I'm powered by 2 hydrogen fuel cells. My primary cell was damaged by a plasma attack. TX is designed for extreme combat, driven by a plasma reactor and equipped with onboard weapons. Its arsenal includes nanotechnological transjectors.
Meaning?
It can control other machines. Its body chassis is heavily armored and hardened to withstand external attack.
You'll find a way to destroy her.
Unlikely. I'm an obsolete design. TX is faster, more powerful, and more intelligent. It's a far more effective killing machine.
Oh, great. That's great.
My presence in this timeline has been anticipated. TX is designed to terminate other cybernetic organisms.
So, she's an anti-Terminator... Terminator? You've got to be shitting me.
No, I am not shitting you. When ruptured, the fuel cells become unstable. Relax. Relax!
Like this for hours, every goddamn station.
To the hand.
Help! Help me!
think we better go.
Kidnapping me. Okay. God, you were always a delinquent. And look at you now, sitting there like the bad boy thing still works. What are you, some kind of gang member? How do you live with yourself? What?
Tell her who I am.
John Connor is leader of the worldwide resistance and last best hope of humankind.
And him?
He's a robot from the future. He's living tissue over a metal skeleton sent back in time to protect
me. Go to hell.
He doesn't mean you any harm.
I have a fiancé. He's going to be looking for me. What is it that you want?
Just imagine if you knew you were going to do something important with your life, something amazing. I mean, maybe the most important thing anyone has ever done. But there's a catch. Something terrible has to happen. You couldn't live with yourself if you didn't try to stop it, but...
What are you talking about?
It's just the life you know, all the stuff that you take for granted. It's not gonna last. My Kripke. Back there, why did you say Kripke's basement? Because that's my Kripke's house. That's where the kids used to go make out, right? So you and me, wait, did we? Holy shit, we did. We made out in Kripke's basement. I cannot believe you remember that. Wow, I must have made some kind of impression.
Give me a break. I only remembered because the next day you were in the news.
No, wait a second. You and me hooked up the day before I first met him. And now, again, 10 years later.
Ooh, we were supposed to meet. Coincidence.
Detective Edwards, LAPD. This is Detective Bell. We're looking for Catherine Brewster. Is she here?
No.
Her fiancé, Scott Mason?
Yes.
A few hours ago, there was an incident at the veterinary hospital where she works. We're concerned that something may have happened to her.
Where is she?
Well, we got a report from a gas station attendant out toward Victorville about a possible kidnapping that might be related.
I'll help you find her.
Thank you.
with me. Go.
She was buried. Okay, I hit the road the day she died. Why did you bring me here?
Sarah Connor was cremated in Mexico. Her friends scattered her ashes in the sea. They stored these weapons in accordance with her will.
What happened to her?
Leukemia.
I'm sorry.
We were living in Baja when she was diagnosed. They only gave her 6 months. But she fought for 3 years. Long enough to make sure.
Make sure?
The world didn't end. Every day after this one is a gift. She told me we made it, we're free. Never really believed that. I guess she didn't either. You know, you were about the closest thing to a father I ever had. How pathetic is that?
Out of my way!
My mission is to protect you.
That's enough. Move or I'll do it. I swear I will. I'll shoot you.
Go ahead. See what happens.
Don't do that.
Oh, my God.
Incorrect. John Connor leads the resistance to victory.
How? Why? Why me?
You are John Connor.
Christ, my mom fed me that bullshit since the cradle. Look at me, I'm no leader, I never was. I'm never gonna... Go!
You're right. You're not the one I want. I'm wasting my time.
Fuck you! Fucking machine!
Better.
Oh, you were just digging with me?
Anger is more useful than despair.
What?
Basic psychology is among my subroutines.
Perp still hold up? Gotcha. Good news. Your fiance's okay.
Where is she?
Greenlawn Cemetery up off the 5 freeway.
It's right by the desert. But they're gonna bring her back to the...
Oh my God! Oh my dear Jesus Christ!
You're safe now. They can't hurt you. Kate, my name is Dr. Silberman. I'm a post-trauma counselor for the Sheriff's Department. How are you feeling?
He's not human. He's really not human.
I know what it's like to be in a hostage situation. I've been there myself. The fear, the adrenaline. You find yourself imagining things. Impossible things. Crazy things. Insane things. It'll take years to get over it.
Go, go, go!
Move it!
Captain Brewster.
Why? What makes her so goddamn important?
Through her, you make contact with remnants of the U.S. military and learn how to fight Skynet, forming the core of the resistance. Later, your children will become important.
Whoa, what?
She's your wife. Able to take the form of anything it touches. Your fiancé is dead.
Thank you.
need a new vehicle.
Keep moving.
She killed Scott because of me.
Look, I know this won't help. But sometimes things happen that we just can't change. It's not your fault. Sure about this. About her and me, I mean.
Your confusion is not rational. She's a healthy female of breeding age.
I think there's a little more to it than that.
My database does not encompass the dynamics of human pair bonding.
So this Terminatrix, how many others does she have on her hit list?
22. Anderson Elizabeth, Anderson William, Ferreira Jose, Rooster Robert.
My father?
Having failed to acquire its primary target, EX will resume its default program.
She's gonna kill my father, too?
There's a high probability.
No.
Who is he? What does he do?
He's in the Air Force. Weapon design, secret stuff. I don't know exactly.
General Robert Brewster is program director of CRS, Cyber Research Systems, Autonomous Weapons Division.
Skynet. You're talking about Skynet, aren't you?
Skynet is one of the digital defense systems developed under Brewster's supervision.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Of course. It all makes sense now. If you hadn't come back when I was a kid, if everything hadn't changed, she and I, we would have got together then. See, I would have met her father a long time ago. Don't you see?
I don't understand. What?
Your father. This is all about your father. He's the key. He always was. Your father is the one who can shut Skynet down. He's the only one who ever could. We have to get to him before the TX does.
Negative. I cannot jeopardize my mission.
This is your mission, to save people.
My mission is to ensure the survival of John Connor and Catherine Brewster.
I'm giving you an order.
I'm not programmed to follow your orders. After the nuclear war, you both will leave.
Nuclear war?
It doesn't have to be a war. We can stop it.
There's insufficient time. The first launch sequences will be initiated at 6:18 p.m.
What, today?
Affirmative.
John, what is he saying?
Judgment Day. The end of the world. It's today, 3 hours from now.
2 hours and 53 minutes. We must continue south into Mexico to escape the primary blast zones.
Oh, we have to get to her dad.
The Mojave area will sustain significant nuclear fallout. You will not survive.
You mean we go run and hide somewhere in a hole while the bombs fall?
It is your destiny.
Fuck my destiny.
John.
You cannot self-terminate.
No, you can't. I can do whatever the hell I want. I'm a human being. I'm not some goddamn robot.
Cybernetic organism.
Whatever. Either we go to her father, we get him to shut Skynet down, stop this ship from ever happening, or so much for the great John Connor. Because your future, my destiny, I don't want any part of it. I never did.
Based on your pupil dilation, skin temperature, and motor functions, I calculate an 83% probability that you will not pull that trigger.
Please. Please do it. He says you have to save my father.
We can reach CIS in approximately 1 hour, depending on traffic conditions.
Cell network's down.
Skynet is assuming control over global communications in preparation for its attack.
So if this war is between people and machines, why are you on our side?
The Resistance captured me and reprogrammed my CPU. I was originally designed for assassination missions.
So you don't really care if this mission succeeds or not? If we get killed, does that mean anything to you?
If you were to die, I will become useless. There will be no reason for me to exist.
Thank you for doing this.
Your gratitude is not required. I am programmed to follow your commands.
Her commands?
It was Catherine Brewster who had me reactivated and sent through the time displacement field.
What exactly am I in this future of yours?
You're John Connor's spouse and second in command.
No.
What?
You're a mess.
Yeah, you're not exactly my type either. So why didn't I send you back?
I'm not authorized to answer your question.
Why didn't he send you back?
He was dead.
Oh. Well, that sucks.
Humans inevitably die.
Yeah, I know. So how does it... No. Maybe I don't want to know.
Well, how does he die?
John Connor was terminated on July 4th, 2032. I was selected for the emotional attachment he felt towards my model number due to his boyhood experiences. This aided in my infiltration.
What? What are you saying?
I killed you.
This has to be a mistake. His 1,100 hours, all primary military systems were secure.
They were. Only the civilian sector was affected. Internet, air traffic, power plants, that sort of thing. But then a few minutes ago, we got word that guidance computers at Vandenberg crashed.
We thought it was a communications error, but now it looks like the virus.
Early warning and Alaska's down.
What?
Signals from half our satellites are scrambled beyond recognition.
What about the missile silos, the subs?
We've lost contact.
Dear God, you're saying this country is completely open to attack.
Theoretically, we could be under attack already.
Who's doing this? Foreign power or some computer hacker in his garage?
We can't trace the virus. We can't pin it down.
It's like what we've ever seen before. It keeps growing and changing, like it has a mind of its own.
This can't be happening.
Sir, Pentagon's on the secure line. It's the chairman.
Why?
Look, none of this is gonna happen. Okay, we get to your dad, we get him to pull the plug on Skynet, the bombs won't fall. You won't have to kill me someday. I'll never even exist. You and I, we can just go our separate ways.
You know, Mike Kripke's basement. That was the first time I ever kissed a guy.
Really?
Your levity is good. It relieves tension and the fear of death.
You're looking for, sir, but Skynet is not ready for a system-wide connection.
That's not what your civilian counterparts over there just told me. They say we can stop this damn virus. Now, I understand there's a certain amount of performance anxiety over there, but your boys are saying that if we plug Skynet into all of our systems, it'll squash this thing like a bug and give me back control of my military.
Mr. Chairman, I need to make myself very clear. If we uplink now, Skynet will be in control of your military.
But you'll be in control of Skynet, right?
That is correct, sir.
Then do it. And Rooster, this thing works. You get all the funding you ever need.
Yes, sir.
Shall I?
No. It's my job now.
Skynet defense system.
We're in.
Now activated.
We passed the firewalls, local defense nets, minutemen, and subs. Skynet fully operational, processing at 60 teraflops a second.
Sir, it should take less than a minute to find the virus and kill it.
All access inquiries to your supervisor.
Let's pray to God this works.
Skynet defense system now activated.
Power failure?
No. I don't know what it is.
Tony, what the hell is going on?
Daddy!
Kay, what are you doing here?
Please don't move.
She'll be back.
We have to shut down Skynet. Where's the system core? Somewhere in this building?
Skynet. The virus is infected. Skynet.
Skynet is the virus. It's the reason everything's falling apart.
Skynet has become self-aware. In 1 hour, it will initiate a massive nuclear attack on its enemy.
What enemy?
Us! Humans! Oh, God. These machines are starting to take over.
My office. On this floor, we have to get there. Put the access code through my safe.
Possible threat to Skynet.
Which ones are the codes?
Red envelope. Crystal Peak. You have to get to Crystal Peak.
What? What is he saying?
Crystal Peak. It is a hardened facility in the Sierra Nevada mountains. 52 miles northeast, bearing 0.5 degrees.
That's the system core?
Strong chance. You'll need a plane. Particle accelerator leads to the runway. Take care of my car. Oh, Judy, I am sorry.
Daddy?
I opened Pandora's box.
Daddy?
Get down!
There's nothing you can do. Come on.
We must go. It is not safe here.
Kate, we have to go. Kate! He wanted you to come with me. He wanted us to shut Skynet down. Come on. That's it. We can follow it out to the runway. Come on. Remind me of my mother. Yes, he made it.
Get away from me. Please. Now.
Let's go, John. The mast is on.
Come on.
Throttle set.
Come on, let's go.
You can't do this.
I have no choice. The DX has corrupted my system.
You can't kill a human being. You said so yourself.
Let him go!
He's fighting it right now.
My CPE is intact. But I cannot control my other functions.
You don't have to do this. You don't want to do this.
Desire is irrelevant. I am a machine.
What is your mission?
To ensure the survival of John Connor and Kathryn Brewster.
You are about to fail that mission.
I cannot.
You know what you have to do. You know my destiny. I have to live. Skynet. There may be more of them. Come on.
this is some kind of blast door. There is no way we can blow through this thing.
John, look. And now what?
It's a code prompt.
Type in Dakota 775.
Red 176.
Terminated.
Set the detonator for 5 minutes. That should give us enough time to make it back up. Place.
These computers are 30 years old. This isn't Skynet. There's nothing here. This is a fallout shelter for VIPs. Only they never got the warning. God damn it. There's nothing here! Why didn't he tell us? Why did he lead us down here? To live. That was his mission. Stopping it. John, we could just let it go. Peak.
Connor, what the hell is happening? Who's in charge there?
I am.
Connor, can you help us? This is Montana Civil Defense. What did you say you were again?
By the time Skynet became self-aware, it had spread into millions of computer servers across the planet. Ordinary computers in office buildings, dorm rooms, everywhere. It was software in cyberspace. There was no system core. It could not be shut down. The attack began at 6:18 p.m., just as he said it would. Judgment Day. The day the human race was nearly destroyed by the weapons they'd built to protect themselves. I should have realized our destiny was never to stop Judgment Day. It was merely to survive it. Together. The Terminator knew. He tried to tell us. But I didn't want to hear it. Maybe the future has been written. I don't know. All I know is what the Terminator taught me. Never stop fighting. And I never will. The battle has just begun.
just can't.